Tampa Bay Rays are proud to join with ItGetsBetter.org and the Trevor Project to let all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender young people know that it does get better.
We're standing here as your fans to let you know that it gets better.
It gets better.
So bong on my hood.
It gets better.
Glesson, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, says that 9 out of 10 LGBT students experience daily harassment. Rays designated hitter Johnny Damon and infielder Sean Rodriguez were two of the four players to participate in the It Gets Better project put together by board members of the activist organization St. Pete Pride.
I remember when I was a kid, I had a real bad stuttering problem.
You have the opportunity to see a much better world where your individuality is respected and cherished.
Former St. Pete Pride board member Jeff Klein produced the video and said It Gets Better was started a year ago by columnist Dan Savage in response to the homophobic bullying faced by school-aged children who have committed suicide within the past few years.
There was about 5 to 6, maybe just around 10, young high school-aged and younger kids who had committed suicide because they were gay and being bullied and picked on at school. And Dan Savage, who's a columnist, worked with the Trevor Project and helped create the It Gets Better campaign, which basically just was designed to have people that have gone through a lot of this bullying and stuff before tell kids that life gets better after high school.
Klein said awareness is the first step towards acceptance of the LGBT community. He said progress was being made compared to 10 years ago, and even professional athletes are willing to speak out.
I know that there probably are a lot of closeted players that don't feel that they can come out. I'm sure there are. There's no way that there's no gay baseball players. That just is an improbability. And the fact that they still don't feel like they can be comfortable enough to come out is a shame. But I think the shift is there, especially in the past couple of years where all major sports teams are actually cracking down on the slurs used.
Johnny Damon and Rays center fielder B.J. Upton said they wanted others to step up to the plate.
Bullying is something that happens all the time.
There's no place for bullying or hatred of LGBT kids or anyone in our society.
Though the players were enthusiastic to make a difference, a few Rays fans felt differently. Klein said they've already gotten some backlash from the video.
It's, of course, already garnered some negative comments. And it surprises me that some people are against and the It Gets Better campaign in the sense that, I mean, one would think that bullying in general is just something that everybody can rally around, probably shouldn't happen. But there is still a stigma with about the gay community and about homosexuals that it, for some people, makes it still okay to pick on them because they still see them as lesser people, which is a shame.
During the video shoot before a game last week, we attempted to speak with some fans outside the stadium to find out how they feel about their favorite baseball players filming a video against homophobia. Most shrugged off the idea and didn't want to speak on tape, except for one fan, Brian Littman.
Well, first of all, I hope they beat the Detroit Tigers. And second of all, I have no problems with gays or lesbians. Not into to gay men. But you can be gay, just don't.
Even though one Rays fan seemed indifferent about the video, Klein says he's happy to see that a number of people have become even greater Rays fans because of their It Gets Better video.
Because they liked the Rays anyway, and seeing them kind of get behind something that they endorse themselves has made them like their team even better, and that's been kind of a really neat byproduct of it, I guess.
As a person who grew up as a closeted gay man, Klein said he hopes that this project will ultimately spark other players in the league to be open about who they are.
Unfortunately, we just don't have an openly out player yet, but I'm sure in time, maybe in the next 10 years, that'll happen, maybe sooner.
In the video, the Rays manager Joe Maddon said they want victims of homophobia to know they should always reach out for help.
For more information, visit itgetsbetter.org. Or if you need someone to talk to, please call the Trevor Project at 866-4U-TREVOR.
The fourth Rays player in the video is outfielder Sam Fuld. It's on YouTube. Just search for It Gets Better, Tampa Bay Rays. The video will also be found on stpetepride.com and will be used as a public service announcement on local cable networks. From St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson.